Allah bless our reading for us.
Now I will lead us in a word of prayer before we get to our chapel talk today. So if you'll bow your heads. Heavenly Father, I want to first come to you in thankfulness, God. I thank you for this day that you've given us, a day where we get to be in your presence, Lord, in the presence of each other, God. But I thank you for everyone in this room, student, faculty, staff. I thank you that even though we may all come from different backgrounds, Lord, a truth remains that we are all loved by you and that we are all bearers of your image, God. Lord, I pray for Dr. Hagee as he speaks to us today, Lord. I pray that you are glorified through the words that he says. And I pray for the rest of our days and whatever that looks like. In your name I pray. Amen. And now we'll have some church thrown at us.
All right. Good morning. It's good to see all of you here today on this beautiful April morning. I hope you're all doing so well. I'm really humbled to be here this morning. I just got to hear four of your peers give excellent lessons. And then I'm blown away coming into chapel and hearing these scriptures read, these prayers prayed. And I'm asking myself, what am I doing up here among these students? I'm so blessed to be here. So this morning, I was asked to talk about how do we think about the nations and what God is doing in that, especially in connection with this Taste of the Nations event that we're having tonight in the Ling Science Center at 6:30. You should all be there and eat the delicious food that'll be there. But it's completely appropriate that this happens right after Easter. Because the question I think that I'm often struck with is, what happens after Easter? Jesus dies, he's raised from the dead, and then what? What kind of people does witnessing an event like that create? What kind of a community does it create? But if we look at the text, if we look at the Bible, we can see that God has shown us throughout the whole thing what he has in store for humanity through what Jesus does for us on the cross. So in Isaiah chapter 25, verses 6 through 9, we see this beautiful vision of a future. I want y'all to listen to this. Take a moment to prepare yourself for the hearing of God's word. On this mountain, the Lord of hosts will make for all people a feast of rich food, a feast of well-aged wines, of rich food filled with marrow, of well-aged wines strained clear. And he will destroy on this mountain the shroud that is cast over all peoples, the sheet that is spread over all nations. He will swallow up death forever. Then the Lord God will wipe away the tears from all faces, and the disgrace of his people he will take away from all the earth. What a beautiful vision Isaiah has. Not only does God bring all of the nations together around a beautiful table to feast together, but he destroys humanity's final enemy, death. And we get to see a glimpse of that vision come to life in Acts chapter 4, verses 32 through 35, where we see the post-Easter community coming together. And this is what Luke writes. Now the whole group of those who believed were of one heart and soul, and no one claimed private ownership of any possessions, but everything they owned was held in common. With great power and authority, the apostles gave their testimony to the resurrection of the Lord Jesus Christ, and great grace was upon them all. There was not a needy person among them, for as many as owned lands or houses sold them and brought the proceeds of what was sold. They laid it at the apostles' feet, and it was distributed to each as any had need. So we have this vision in Isaiah, and we have a glimpse, just a glimpse of it becoming true in Acts chapter 4. And then we have that text, that beautiful text that we heard this morning in two languages, Revelation 7, 9. I'm going to go ahead and read verse 10. After this, I looked, and there was a great multitude that no one could count from every nation, from all tribes and peoples and languages, standing before the throne there, before the Lamb of God, robed in white, with palm branches in their hands. They cried out in a loud voice, saying, "Salvation belongs to our God who is seated on the throne and to the Lamb." Man, amen. It is a beautiful vision. Isaiah's hope made concrete, those glimpses we see in Acts actually happening. The kingdom of God fulfilled in human diversity in the book of Revelation. So I read all of this and I'm thinking about this and I'm asking myself, well, what about us? Where do we stand in this? We're like those Christians in Acts. We see glimpses. We see concrete realities, but we don't always experience the fullness of it. Have you seen it? Have you caught the glimpses of it? I think you did this morning just a little bit in the music video we saw and the scriptures that were read in the prayers. I've seen it. I've experienced it. I've seen it in Thailand when every Tuesday night we'd have dinner at Nisao's house. And we'd have Nam Bla and Khao Niao, and it was delicious. And we had fellowship around God's word together. I saw it in Laos when I worshiped with three men who just got released from a gulag. 30 years of hard labor for standing firm for their faith. I saw it in Beijing when I met Bible translators who are working to make the name of Jesus known among every nation, tribe, and people, and in every language imaginable. From Bangkok to Boston, from College Station to Chiang Mai, from Petersburg to Payao, and everywhere in between. I've been blessed, I've been privileged and fortunate enough to see and experience the kind of fellowship and worship that provides a glimpse of the fullness and fellowship and flourishing that God desires for all humanity. This time when all of the barriers we've put up between each other have finally and fully been destroyed, smashed to pieces, so we can be one in Christ. And I got to tell y'all, you can see it too. You can see it. I'm going to give you two practical ways to do that today. Two things you can do today. Number one, this is a shameless plug for the Bible department. You can go get a missions minor. Connect that to what you're already doing. Discern, where's God working in the world around me and how can I be a part of that? Whether it's in Lubbock, Texas or across the globe. Number two, go to the Taste the Nations event tonight. 6:30 at the Link Center. Have some wonderful food. Catch a glimpse of what it will be like when we're all together surrounding God's throne. Come and see that the Lord is good. You are dismissed.